The word this morning from all my friends and fellow comrades and sons and daughters has been amazing. Thank you. I thank you for you all loving God. It's amazing to watch. We saw a set last week. We saw a set this week. We're going to see another set next week. 3BD3G. BD3G will manifest next week. That's building destiny, third generation. I want to first of all thank God for you, Spark Nation. I thought you would put your hands together for God. Those of you who are really Spark Nationals or you're here for the first time, I want you to know this. All over the world, everywhere. Everywhere. People are yearning for what you have and they are expressing it. I don't need approval of men to do what God has asked me to do. And that's the obedience we followed years ago. We, like Pastor Kevin rightly said, we're in Butlins this week. You're talking of thousands upon thousands of people that are different from us, meaning of another color, church leaders, Hillsongs, HDBs, everybody in different color. Old. And we didn't know the youngs were there until we preached on Friday night. Now, our host told me, said, so, this is before service and all that. He said, so, Bishop of Roark, Bishop of this has been here, and the dots don't want them back here. I said, it's going to get worse in a minute. I don't know what they did. But whatever they did, I know there was no fire, though, because where there is fire, people like you back. So on Friday night, on Friday morning, I sat there and they did an interview and it was all good. The chief of police was there and whatever Spark Nation is doing, Spark Nation is doing. A person against Spark Nation has to be veiled. It is not normal. Because if you go into a place, they don't ask you for your money. They don't ask you to swear an oath. You have to be veiled. It's a spirit. But, and all these people there love God. I want to go into a story in a minute, but let me lay foundation because we're going to go back into prayer. If you think the normal church can solve the problem of the world today, you are veiled, meaning your eyes are covered. Because the problem of the world today is not normal anymore. It's not normal. Something has taken over the heart of men. And it's so unbelievable, the things you will hear. And God needs to raise an alternative. It cannot be the church of the norms. And so we did the interview on Friday morning. And I started to complain to my host. I'm saying, I'm not doing this, you know. I mean, they liked it. Later you'll realize that they don't like it. They just don't have a choice. So in the afternoon, I turned to my host and said, we just got into the auditorium. It was a smaller program in the afternoon. It's supposed to be for leaders and heads of churches. I said, what do you want me to teach about? He said, I thought I told you. He said, the anointing. I said, hey, everybody's the anointing. I said, forget it. I'm just going to do my thing now. He said, but you know these people, the kind of church they're coming from. I said, I don't care. You are telling them what they should be. If somebody else stands in front of them and you tell them something else, like PK said, it's exposure. Jesus said something about exposure and light. He said, if the that light in you is darkness. He said, how great is that darkness? You see men walking around with darkness because they think they know. So I started to talk about the anointing. For thou have loved righteousness and you hate iniquity. That is why the Lord your God has anointed you with oil. I said, what does that mean? God is looking for people who have right standing, not right religion. There is no right way to worship God. There is a right standing with God. After that flows any kind of worship. It is right standing, not right worship. If you are standing right, you will worship right. They didn't hear me. There were some bullets that your brothers dropped today, and me and Pastor Daniel, we whispered to ourselves, we said, they didn't hear it. It's okay though. It is right standing that commands right worship. There's no right song. There is right connection. And so, I spoke about how if you align with the will of God, with what God is doing, He will have no choice but to give you an anointing to take your community, to take your secondary schools. You know, more than 6 schools this week. I was told preaching and talking about Spark Nation, using it as what to teach their students. More than 6 this week alone, including Cambridge. How do you get to that? Coming to church to sing the normal song. No, what you just saw now, the power of the Holy Spirit. And the moment we shut him out of the church, there is no more church. The moment you shut the Holy Spirit out of your life, the remaining is empty barrel. Let me talk to you for 15 minutes this afternoon. And so we got there and we spoke about the anointing. And of course, the largest church in the city, one of the biggest cities in this country, the wife was there, quickly called the husband and said, you've got to come here now. Their children are already leading with them in the church because their children, leaders in the church, these are all white people. Their children were already in front of the altar crying. Why? Because PK was praying for them. Pastor Dami was praying for them. Pastor Daniel was praying for them. They needed fire and they've been looking for it. The man came down and told me about a conference that they hold. In this conference, he said, can you please come in November? A certain man comes from America. He's called Jakes. Another one comes from America. He's called this. He's called that. He's called him. And in and everybody's coming. So I said, good luck to you. I'll come after the conference, man. I haven't got time. Now, this is night service. Evening celebration, I'm looking at thousands. Endless. People who have left their home, left their businesses, left their careers, looking for God. And again, I was told, you're going to do an interview. And after that, there's going to be an interview. So I'm thinking, this is what you people go to do in all these conferences. Waste God's money. £2 million it cost them to do that thing. I turned to my host and said, you know, you're going to be asking me those questions and I'm going to be saying what I want to say. I was sitting down there. I needed something extra because to wake people up after a week of being lectured about their marriage, about their debt, about their scooters, about how to have holidays, about women, about men, and all these things that should be added to us. Marriage, peaceful marriage, is an addition to the seeking of the kingdom. How do you wake these people up and boom, they've given me the microphone. You've got 10 minutes. I said, that's too long. Oh my God, that's too long. I'm sitting there singing. Da 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 da. I'll interpret, don't worry. Mama Shebo Tin She Otiao Mama Shebo Tin She. What that says is the call of our fathers. Come and do as you do. The call of our fathers. And he mentioned certain of our fathers, and I mentioned my dad's name. And I said, the call that rose the dead in a certain location in so time. Now is the time. Come and do as so. Everybody was English. Then we got to the stage. Within those minutes, now is my time to step down. I knew already, I could see some angels throw fireballs already. Now, my turn to step down. The man interviewing me, he's just have to do his own thing because he's black. He's got to make sure nobody's get angry. So he couldn't ask for more. He's just, oh yeah. The owner of the program ran to the stage and said, not after what Toby has shared now. After this, for the first time, we saw young people troop out. He said, everyone under 30. And he began to announce, this is going to get messy now. Then I held the microphone and said, yeah. And you can see that old atmosphere change. People were crying. They asked for people to come and give their life or rededicate their life to God in believers' conference. And old men and women that have been attending that program for 40 years, trooping to the altar, crying, going to people like PK, saying, please pray for me. I want the fire. Remember, they've told me a bishop came. They don't want him back. A this came because they went to preach themselves. We have not reached London. I got a message from them. They said, please. This is what their word. They said, clearly, your presence changed everything that we've not seen in 40 years. Please, can you please come back now? Because another 10,000 are going today. The Bishop of Canterbury is going to open it today. Powerful man. Good man. Good man. Very good man. He said, please, even if you can't make it back immediately, can you come on the closing night? We just need this again. People are hungry. Said, I'm not going to lead this in the white man's way. I am African. I just came here in 2005. You know, a woman rushed to me during the service before I stepped on stage. He said, I've been looking for you since the day you came because I've always followed Spark Nation. She said, I went to Uganda, white woman, middle age, about 60. Said, I went to Uganda and I went to Nigeria to pray. And I came back because the Lord said, go back to UK because the people that will bring revival is not you people. When I first got there, it took me and my host, he held us by and said, I need to please talk to you. He said, this has been laid on my heart. And when I saw that you guys are coming, he said, I needed to come wait for you for as long as it takes because this word has been burning in my heart and I don't know how to contact you. And at that point, our host had to go do something. She quickly took her hands off. My host said, come. He said, yeah, I wasn't going to talk to him. It's you. He said, you guys are the one to bring revival to us. We don't know what to do anymore. He said, look everywhere. We're all cold and dying. Please, would you come to our city? You remember in the afternoon, a woman called her husband and said, come here, leader of the largest church. Who said this conference, that conference. At the evening service, he walked up to me and said, I get you now. He said, I don't also care about the conference anymore. Please, I ask you for friendship. Can I come to your church in London and learn for 3 months and sit under the word of your guys? I think that's where a culture is different from another. Sincerity, right? I want you to see that what God has called you to do, Spark Nation, extends and expands more than a man's opinion. And say, well, I just don't like Spark because I don't. I said, I don't like you too. This is not subject to man's opinion. What God wants to raise in this house is a set of army. And God told me to give you one word. This is what differentiates civilians from armies. You know, I told you yesterday, when they go for such program, they book accommodation for them. We didn't. Phoebe's booked accommodation for us. So we didn't need them to take care of us. Then they give honorarium. We didn't. We sold them. We're able to gladly walk out and say, we've taken nothing from you. Why? Because you gave. Because those are the things, those money and those things are the things that handicaps the Holy Ghost. Because you're afraid of human opinion. You are afraid of what people will say. I told you yesterday, the church that doesn't like money the most is this house. Because you can't have money and give it. Check all those who accuse you of money. Ask them, when last have you given? We fed over 3,000 young people this month, this year. Did you contribute? No. And you want to tell me about money? When I've given, how many people live in your house? I've got 14. You're driving a selfish life and you want to tell me about money? When I've turned everything I have over, let me tell you, there are people that God just creates to make money. I was one of them. I turned it all over to the Lord and to the Lord's people without a penny. And he's been faithful. No church leader can tell me about money. None of them should tell you. Check their giving record. You feed over 4,000 widows and orphans all over Africa. I'm going to tell these guys, if we go back next week, about being selfless. Thank you for helping some people in Africa. But now it's time to turn your money towards what is right for the gospel. Don't ask me to come to your city for revival without sending your seed first. I'm not asking you to give me money. I met people in this system. They become captives to the system. Young men, young girls, listen to me. There's only one prayer that God looks for in the life of everybody. And don't you sit there and be the older ones. God does not look for age. He does not care about age because he is ancient of days. He's looking for vessels. When they turn to Jesus and say, teach us how to pray. Because I don't want to preach today. God said, just tell them. And if you've heard today the word pity being repeated many times, it's because I died. You're not dead if you've not died in your money area first, you know. You're not. You're very much alive. See, you've gone on 5 holidays this year. And you've fed no widow. And you have the gut to tell me about money. I've not gone on any for 14 years. But I fed more than 10,000 and thousands of widows. Because of you and I. And it would to take the next generation, it would take a bunch of selfless people. I didn't say a bunch of perfect people. So I'm not even sitting here saying we are perfect. No, we don't need to be. But we will be. Every, you know how I pray after showing you this prayer? The way I pray is this. If what you are assigning me to do next demand holiness, you would have to give me. Did you hear what I just said? If it demands a powerful prayer life, you give me. When you give me, I'll respond to it. But you know that I will do what you give me. So the disciples turned to Jesus and said, please teach us how to pray. And I want to close with this. I turned to Jesus. In that Bible verse, it didn't just teach them how to pray. It taught them how to give. He taught them how to live a selfless life. And don't you even get it twisted. That, okay, they called you to pray and do all that because it was a gathering of believers. No, the chairman of Cambridge University invited me. The head of Rothschild family was there. All the big banks in the world. Didn't ask them for money. Oh, if you can just help us. No. I've said to them, the gospel of what you are doing and what God is doing through you. And they said, you've got to give us a grace, they said. I said, of course, by all means. I want to show you how to carry this fire to everywhere, regardless of who is sitting down. With great humility, but with impact. That's what God raised you for, Spark Nation. For you see your calling, brethren, that not many according to this world. I love when many preachers come up to preach. You know why I love it? Because I see different characters.
Yes.
Uh-huh. You see a power breed character, then you see a kunle character. Uh-huh. And it's beautiful. And someone is sitting down there thinking, oh, this kunle boy, how does... That's why God didn't use you. If you were that knowledgeable, you would be the one in front. Uh-huh. He will not use you because he knows that in your mind is the throne of God. You are judgmental. No, judge the mental. I'm sitting there saying, God, I don't care who, how, and when.
Yeah.
If he's speaking your word, I just love this. Praise God. I just love it. You know what adults will normally do? Not our kind of adult. Our kind of adults are different. They'll sit there and say, ah, I hope these children really know the word of God. Yeah, right. That's why God walked past you to use them. This is the prayer then. Now closing this. I want to talk to you in closing. That's not to begin to talk about the will of God. You know, when I was growing up, people say, I want to go look for the will of God. I say, you'll never find it. They come back spooky. Our Father, he said, when you pray, he said, pray after this structure. In this manner, pray. What did he say?
Come Father. Now.
Yeah.
Hallowed be your name.
Our Father. Uh-huh.
Hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Give us.
The first thing God wants is for his rulership. God is not looking for a church. The church is the family that will bring God's rulership and create a kingdom. The ultimate of God is not family. I mean, it's not church. It's kingdom, dominion. That's what God is looking for. So how do I know that we've built a church? I've got to have people with a kingdom mind. They don't have slave mind. Someone comes to me and say, oh, I'm leaving this church. I say, God bless you. Thank you for visiting. I need kingdom. Our Father, hallowed be thy name. Your kingdom come. This is the prayer of soldiers. Because when United Kingdom came to Africa, they fought their way through and took the kingdom of Africa that believed in idol worshiping, and they made it Christian nation. It's a kingdom. Your kingdom come. He was training them to be soldiers. God's kingdom must come to Beckton. God's kingdom must come to West Side. I think I'm going to join Power Base now. God's kingdom must come to Croydon. So that is not a negotiation. It is a takeover mandate. So he said, when you step back to your area tonight, what must you say? When we step to Butlin, I said, your kingdom.
Yes, Lord.
I don't need your church to come. I don't need another church to come. Your kingdom, the way you do things, come.
Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Go back home and enforce God's will over your circumstances. Our Father who is in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Your kingdom come. Your will, what is in your heart? I started to hear that word at 5 a.m. this morning. Will. 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 I'm looking for people, says the Lord, who will carry out my will at the expense of anything. He said that is the third day church. I'm struggling with this though. He said that is the church I'm looking for. Those are the people that I'm looking for. These guys are in their home world. Can you just help me with the microphone a little bit? I can hear myself. It's fine. It's just that I'm putting too much energy in. Thank you. Your kingdom come. Thank you. Perfect. Thank you. That's right. God is looking for soldiers. Your kingdom come, your will be done. People that when they wake up, what they are asking God is, what is in your mind? God, what are you thinking? He began to tell me about finances. God's will take you through different phases in your finance. It's still his will. My question will be, did you pray the will prayer? Why am I giving when I don't have? He said, remember, you said your will be done. So he turns to you and said, because I want you to give out of nothing. That's my will. If anyone wills, I need that scripture now. If anyone wills to do the will of God, this one will know. It takes 1 minute to know if God has sent Spark Nation. Just have a will and say, God, show me if you raise Spark Nation. That's all. God said, my children have fallen so much from grace that they consult Google to find out about my assignment. You're asking Google about a church. You're asking human opinions about a move of God. And God said, okay, let's even say you want to ask, right? There are landmarks or landmarks to know. One of the pastors said it correctly today. The first thing every servant of God deals with is animals. In the Garden of Eden, what did Adam have to do? Name all the animals, meaning tame them. Tame their character to respond only to what you, as Adam, want them to respond to. So in the Garden of Eden, there was Adam, and he has to deal with the animals. Why? Because the first test of David will be animals.
It said, when I was leading my father's sheep, the lion came. I taught him how to behave. I said, you don't eat sheep, you eat straws. He said, the bear came. And I put the bear in its right place. I taught the bear, you don't eat sheep, you eat grass or whatever bears eat. What about Daniel? God said, Daniel, if I'm going to show you the next generation, I've got to take you to the garden back. Now Daniel goes to the den of lions. And when he arrived there, they saw their maker. These guys are not hearing me, Lord. They are tired. They've been singing for so long. Now they are tired. They want to go home, Lord. Money is wild when it sees its maker. That's what giving is, taming money to do what you want it to do. The Bible talks about money. What did he call money? He calls it an animal. He said, for money has wings. Jesus. You've never read that in your scriptures before. He calls money an animal. Give me that scripture, please. He said he has wings. And so someone has money. Why there are young men or women here today? Why are you selling drugs? You found an animal that cannot tame the animal. So Jay-Z rose up and began to create other animals because he couldn't tame the animal. No, I made a mistake. No, I made a mistake. After, this will be for leaders class later. After Noah had tamed all these animals, imagine Noah called the animals two by two, have control over them. He called the lion. The Bible shows us, and you need to read scriptures, you know, he stood upon his ark, he can't debosa, and he began to call those animals, however far they are, they only came two by two, not three, not four. They heard the voice of their maker, because at that point, their maker is Noah. Listen to me, Spark Nation. You are the maker of this generation. Speak. You didn't hear me. I just told you. This is a 40-year-old program. They've been doing it every year. They never called young people to anything. But I didn't call young people. I just went to preach. And at the end of the preaching, the owner of the program thinks, let's call young people. And white young people began to run to the altar crying. They heard the voice of their maker. It doesn't matter if I came from Ibadan in 2005. It is a call of a maker. And when I stood there to speak, they had the voice.
Yes, sir.
Before we spoke, young people of other colors were coming in droves and forming circles around me, around all of the guys with me. I'm crying and asking. When Noah stood, he called these animals, but I'll tell the leaders this. The Bible says, but there was a dissipation inside the ark. Noah did not tame that one. That's the problem. Cush raped Noah. I'm telling you now, because this thing they teach you in your churches, I don't understand if your pastor still read the Bible though. They said he saw his nakedness. What does that mean? How did Noah wake up to know that he saw his nakedness? It was a rape. Cush, the black man, raped his father, Noah, and that's what they said. He saw his nakedness, and Noah now places a curse on Cush, brought the curse back because of rape. You should ask questions when you read the Bible. He saw his nakedness. If somebody is naked on the floor and I walk in, what have I done wrong? Now woke up, he saw blood. He knew that he had been violated. The curse of Abel is back on the land again. Within a day, what it took God months and years to plan, to erase, is back now because of the black man. But let me keep that till leaders' conference. I didn't come to preach to you today. I just want to give instruction and to tell you, those of you who have been reading your Bible, don't worry, Pastor Mark. That Bible reading challenge is not meant to end with 100 people. 1, 2. That's the way the world is. Let them prove themselves to be faithful or unfaithful. It's an instruction. I didn't beg you to read the Bible. It's an instruction. April will soon end. You don't need to finish it. If anything, forget it. You know, people will quote the Bible to get themselves out of Bible reading. I just read it state by just one verse and meditate. It's quoting the Bible to get out of Bible reading. It doesn't know that the word instruction, the most little that looks insignificant, is what changes life. You don't need 100 people to finish it. It's usually 1 or 2. Others will be busy doing the works. And someone is following the instruction. Read that scripture that we wanted to read and we'll pray. Let me tell you about money in a moment. Because I don't want any of you to lack money. I thought you would say amen. No? And say, I don't need much money. We already know you because you're a selfish man. Do you send people to school? No, you don't. Feed the poor? No. House people? No. Of course you don't need money. But do you go on holidays? Yeah. And you should go on holidays. I'm not against that. I'm saying it again. So you don't believe any letter. Oh, he said don't go on holidays. Da, da, da. You can go anywhere you like. But let me tell you. In the Garden of Eden, Adam was on a permanent holiday. Every destination, everything Adam will need will come meet him there. They didn't hear me, you know. You want to go see the world? You are the world to be seen. It's not going to be too long from now. People will be traveling all over the world to see Spark Nation. You have to create a world to see. Otherwise, you're going to see the world is a waste of your time and a waste of God's resources. He who is blind needs to go see. And see from the corner of my room. I already see what God is doing in Egypt. I see the generation God is sending to Libya. I see the generation God is sending to Nigeria. I see the generation God is sending to Ghana. I see the generation God is sending to America. Because I've created a world that they all have to come and see. Don't die as ordinary people die. Pissed off. Christians, I sat down in that conference and I thought to myself, how did Christianity become so tamed? How did we become so managed and caged? And I turned to my host, I said, Satan got us right where he needs us to be. He didn't understand that. His whole head was filled with paper. Die like an ordinary man. Doing what ordinary people do. Oh yeah, let's read that one. I want to stop now, quickly.
Will you set your eyes on that which is not? For riches certainly make themselves...
They fly away like eagles towards where?
Heaven.
These guys are not answering me.
Heaven.
No, I still don't feel you're answering me. Heaven. Where are they going to when they fly? They go back to heaven because there's no man here to tame them. That's why we read the first scripture. What was the first scripture we read about our Father? Who is where? You're not ready for this, man. No, no, honestly, you're not. Let me just leave it. This side is ready, right? They fly away like an eagle.
But they're going back to the Father. Because here on earth, there is nobody to tell it what to do.
So he reversed the prayer. He said, say, our Father, these things are flew back to you now. Your will now be done on earth. So God raised a man. Elijah had to tame animals. He told the bear, David's bear, you don't eat sheep, you eat goats. That is why when Elijah was coming down, these goats, children, turned to Elijah and said, you bald prophet. Aha. Elijah said, now, bear, this is what you eat. Not the sheep. Goats. He said, how can he be so wicked? No, bear need to complete his assignment. He's not going to go back until he has fulfilled that which he's sent to do. Animals must be sent on errands. But the bear didn't finish. Why? Because David stopped it. David said, nah. That's not what you do. Elijah got this bear back and told him, you see those children mocking the prophetic dimension of God. It's a dimension. It's not about a man. It is the things that mock the prophecies that God has given over your life that the bear will be unleashed upon from today. Can I hear an amen? Amen. The sister next to you didn't shout no amen. Amen. Elisha said, now you can consume them. And the bear ate all of them. So I told the bear in London City, you don't eat sheep. Go on Twitter, don't eat sheep here. So now Jesus will come now. And he will have to go back to that Eden with wild animals. The Bible says he was with wild animals. What is Spark Nation? Look at the category of people sitting here this morning. If you had met some of them on the street years ago, you wouldn't like to be David Ajayi's friend. Come, David. Quickly. Quickly now. Oh, okay. Maybe you would love to be his friend, but definitely not his enemy. You wouldn't like to be Mucky's friend or enemy. Come, Mucky. No. Listen, I've got to finish now. I can't even talk about PK because that was just, you wouldn't like to be his friend or enemy, just like yesterday, Ben, yeah? I think Pastor Ben and Pastor Enrique came back from this trip thinking, we don't think PK is. But let me use this as an example. But some of you, here in this house, you've been angry with him. And sometimes push him. Now, what are you going to do now? And I can say that about many, many other people. What is an animal? Untamed. Ready to react to anything. So when you are aggressive towards a lion, it just comes for you as well. But that doesn't mean they are not lions anymore. It just means that they know when to get angry, with whom to get angry. Oh my God. Oh my God. Have you not seen people with lions in their house?
I still have lions in this house and it's okay. They didn't hear me. I still have tigers. Ah! I still have tigers in this house and it's okay. There are still bears in this house and it's okay. I still have lions. And God said, you don't need to remove the teeth of the lion. Keep the teeth there. Because there are times they will have to fight. Don't remove the claws of the lion. Because if you remove the claws, you make it unnatural. Just train the lion so much that he knows when to... Train the lion so much that he knows that sometimes it can stay with the sheep. It doesn't eat the sheep. It eats the word of his maker. Are there still lions in this house tonight? Some people say, I don't know about that church. They may be brainwashing people. But you're not far away from the truth because I brain them. We brain them. Because if I need to send them to Goldman Sachs, I don't need them to go as sheep. There are wolves in Goldman Sachs. I need a lion there. The lion and the lamb. Lion and the lamb.
The lion and the lamb.
Jesus.
The lion and the lamb.
Sing it again. The lion and the lamb.
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 Jesus.
The lion and the lamb.
Jesus turned to them and said, Behold, I send you as sheep. Hey. It didn't say, behold, I send you sheep. I send you as among the wolf. Why? Listen now. Malia Castabriatosa Mahanda. Why is this wolf not eating this sheep? Two reasons. When the sheep got to, let's say, works at HSBC, and I hope you remain that. If you want to walk to, anyway. Listen. When the sheep got among the wolf, the wolves realized that not too far away is a pack of lions from among whom the sheep came. So they are still strolling around. So the wolf thought, this sheep is not a sheep to eat. Oh. It's not a sheep. He asked a company of lions around. So the wolf had to be nice. And each time they look at that sheep like a delicacy, they wave at the lion and say, no, we are taking care of your brother. Go among the wolf as one person. Before you know it, you are sleeping with the manager of that company because you want promotion. Because you thought if you are promoted in Goldman or HSBC, you'll come to oppress us and feel like the big man. No, we are lions here, my friend. This is the garden where all the animals named by Adam will go take their place. Jesus came and he went back into the garden that has now become a wilderness. And the Bible says he was there with wild animals. He was there with wild animals for 40 days and they couldn't do him anything. Some of them were his pillow. Some of them were his cushion. They were tamed. Did he kill any of them? You know what the church did over the generation? The wild animals, that's why they called them wild, because they've not been tamed. The church took them, removed the
teeth, removed the claws, and said, sit down there, because their discipleship class is not discipleship class, it's destruction class. And all the lion in the head lock. I should squeeze him. PK is offering to come and help me. Give your life to Jesus, my friend.
Until they removed all the teeth of that lion, removed everything, confirmed them. Jesus said about the Pharisees, he said, you go far and you go to fetch a disciple. He said, what you do is you put upon them burdens.
Have you seen the way they train circus lion? Oppression. Religion will oppress you. He said, don't wear that to church. Look like this. Oppress, 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 oppress. Until you are now toothless. You are afraid now. When you want to sing, you are thinking, should I not sing this? Should I sing that? Should I not do this? Should I do that? How should I talk? How should I not talk? Listen. Listen. I cannot brain tame you if you don't behave wide first. So when you came in as a white animal, I said, okay, calm down. Calm down, but don't go anywhere. How do I then brain tame this animal? I began to pray, our Father who is in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy will be done in Eden. No. That's my powerhouse. Your will be done on earth. Eden, the garden of Eden. Your will be done. Meaning now, God, empower me to name him. Lord, they didn't hear that. Pastor Shaman, God came to Adam and told him, the Bible says he took him to the animals to name them. That was his will. Naming ceremony was his will. So when I say your will be done, he was telling the disciples, now when you go out, Eden is in front of you. Wild animals are everywhere. There is nothing called a tough gang leader. It's about God raise us laborers who understand the law of taming. When they get the toughest gang leader or the atheist, non-believing bank director, I say, okay, this is an animal, but it's wild, untamed, untamed. Today, I wanna send out there 500 tamers. Yes. Their name could be Tammy, but they are tamers. Hey, listen, stop thinking about your imperfection. You are a naturally born tamer. And we can all tame London City together. That's where the church and our parents failed our generation. They didn't tame. They made wild animals into own pets. So in the adult church, the best you can be is join the ushering department. And after 99 years of being there, you may be considered. So I said, you know what? We're all just going to make all ourselves pastors and evangelists. Behave. Let me see the world first. Because that's what will prove if you carry the anointing of a tamer or not. Are you ready to round this service up now? Thank you, wild animal. Thank you, wild animal. So, if any of those animals, including you, misbehave, what am I supposed to do as a tamer? I'll tell the person to whom they misbehave, say, don't be angry. I'm still walking. The Creator is still walking. Then I take the lion and say, that's not how to attack here. And all of a sudden, the lion still have a majesty. Still roars like a lion, but it's armless to the sheep.
So when he said, pray my will be done, the first will in the garden was to tame the animals. Why has London City gone out of hands? Hope dealers are supposed to take drill music and tame. You take, stop calling anybody big. When you open your mouth and say, oh, you know, wow, that drill music guy is big. It becomes bigger because you are his creator. The darkness that came before the light was still God's darkness. They didn't hear me. God who commanded light, give me that scripture, to shine out of the dark, has commanded the light of his glorious gospel to shine out of our heart. It's still God's darkness, guys. Nothing was created that was created without him. God told me to pray for one set of person or people today. This is why we give in Spark Nation. If you don't like how we give, please don't give. Don't do it. If you are one of those who think that you are still in the now of pastors asking people to give so that they can get richer, wake up from your sleep, my friend. God teaches some of us how to do money stuff. Wake up. Wake up. That's no longer church, my friend. The churches you need to accuse for money are your Orthodox churches. They have buildings everywhere around this area. They have no souls in it. God wants dynamic, spirit-filled, ununderstood young people. Young is not, look, in God's eyes, 100 is young. Go. So just before you retire and say to yourself, now I'm old, we just want to look at how the kids are going. They will roar at you and you will hate them. Better be a lion. God said to me to pray for a set of people. Away from God, in church, you've lost a fire. Come for rekindling this afternoon. Come receive a fresh fire. And when you go out of this place, you walk around like a tamer. Because that's the call of God over your life. You are not a weak little girl or guy. That's not who you are. You're not just a depressed little girl. We are supposed to take depression and tame it. Why do we give like this? Because we tame money. We tell it what to do. Normally, it is money that tells people what to do. And when he has finished their life, it flies away. You're going to catch that eagle of money and tell it, come here. Now, I'm sending you to the east side of London, okay? There, this is what you do. That is the life of a giver. It's telling money what to do. Someone said money don't bring people joy. Really? Really? You obviously haven't had any. Why do you think the pubs are filled? Apart from bottling sport, but why do you feel the pubs are filled at the end of the month? This guy's been looking for joy since the 10th of the month. Needs relief from his work. This is why we give, guys. I want God, listen, there are two things PT preaches about. Intimacy with God and revival. When you see the fire like you've seen today, you know growth is coming. And the Lord told me, if you don't pray for your intercessors, and I want you, don't. If I call for intercessors, don't go join the line when you are not attending the meeting. You just carry on what is not yours. Intercessors meeting is not Sunday morning before service. If that was what we rely on and that's what you do, we would all be down now. I want to pray for those that God wants to reconnect. And I want to make altar call for those who just want to give their life to Jesus. But and for you, what I'm saying is there's nothing out there in the world. There is nothing there. Nothing. The world will never give you anything that it won't take back times 10. But wherever we are, those of us who are ready to surrender, I didn't finish the Lord's Prayer, but we'll deal with that another time. I'll be in places and I know this is my call. That's why if I sing a song or say this, da 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 da, it will work because it's my call. If I go sit in a board meeting at a bank, it won't work. Away from God, but in church. Well, you know there's an assignment over your life. Our Father who is in heaven. What we're saying is, Lord, there is nothing happening in my life that is outside of your will. I just need to learn how to tame it. I don't have a problem that is outside of your will. I just need to know how to tame that problem to work for my good. There is nothing happening in my life right now. There's nothing the devil is threatening me with that is more powerful than me. I've got to tame it. Tame it with words. Tame it with faith. Tame it with praying in the Holy Spirit. Tame it with fearlessness. Tame it with faith. Don't be fearful. Don't live a fearful life. Don't be afraid of tomorrow. Yes, a wild animal can be with you in your life right now. Emotional downcast, poverty, whatever. It's just an animal. You are the creator of that animal, because even that darkness is owned by God. Don't submit to your darkness. Tame it. Don't surrender to the darkness that is around your area or your family right now. Tame it. Don't be fearful of a situation that is about to happen next week. Oh my God, what am I going to do about this program? What am I going to do about this situation? Tame it. Don't submit to any situation. Don't submit to any fear. Don't be intimidated by any local council. Tame the council. Tame your area. Get that area for the Lord Jesus. Tame it. A gang leader is the most scared person in the world. Tame him. Away from God. But you need this. You may not even understand all the things that I'm saying today, but you are tired of life just by yourself. In a moment, I'm going to clear the aisle and you can come forward. And you can say, Pity, you know what? You can name me today, because I know there is something about my life that is more than what I can see now. Tell me. Guys, I told them years ago that we can tame this nation, but the adults in church didn't believe. How do I know when someone doesn't believe? The seed will show a person's faith. So we can tame this city, you know. There are already too many churches in this city for this city to be this bad. The church should be the one dictating about Brexit. The church should be the one telling about young people's life. The church should be the one teaching people how NHS should run. The church should be the one running the prison systems. The church should be the one. But we can complain all we like. God is saying, but there are over 1,000 creators in this house tonight. He said, don't allow religion to tame you. Tame religion. Don't allow the world to tame you. Don't allow your workplace to tame you. I know they just promoted you to the position of a manager, but you are not a manager. You are a creator. Actually, you are not a manager. God has created you to tame the world. Who am I talking to in this place this afternoon? Someone said I would have done more if I had money. I said he flew to heaven. Tell God your will be done. Send that bird back. Send that bastard bird back. Where are you going to? Come back here. Spark Nation needs you. Come back here. Come back to London City. I know you had to fly away from the millionaires and the billionaires, but now fly here. Deep calls unto deep. The heavens are deep. So when I take my money and my seed, that which is in the deep,
sees the dip in my hand. I'm using my Abib to call to that which is in the deep heaven. Why do you think it was the bird that brought food to the prophet? I summon all the birds of the heaven over Spark Nation this afternoon in the name that is higher than all name. At the name of the Lord Jesus, we hold our Abib this afternoon and we call unto deep. We call unto deep to come forth in the name of Jesus. I want to close now. Sit down, please. I want to pray for 10 people. Until my offering becomes deep. It's not going to call to the raven. The raven is a deep bird, man. God, I'm not going to stop until this, my seed, provokes something in the heaven. Because, God, between you and I, you know why I need resources. I've seen all cars, seen houses. I want nations. Yes. Or going anywhere without money. It answers all things. Yes. I said, why is it so difficult for me to give every month? Why do I struggle? Because that's deep. Yes. It will take deep to call unto deep. Spark Nation. Are you ready for what will begin to happen from the month Abib? I lie not in the Holy Ghost. I see the heavens open. I see the Son of Man sending back the birds that have flown away in ancient times. Look at Amen. Morocco. Wait, did you hear what I just said? Money has wings. There are monies that have flown away in ancient times. Aristocrats' family. I don't know if you are sitting there thinking that cannot be mine. But God Almighty, because of the sake of this nation. Sit down. Let me tell you what's about to happen. Brexit is going to happen. Either people like it or not, it will happen. The first 6 to 8 months of Brexit will be hardship. In the middle of that hardship, believers will rise up. Wait. The idols of nations, the European nations that came to London City will be cut away. It's going to be a divorce, but it's going to be a hard divorce. After the divorce, there will be a labor pain. Great Britain will bring forth a new child. Your community will rise. New businesses will rise. Sit down. Let me tell you something. Monies that have been kept by aristocrats' family, the government will dig it out themselves. They will begin to look for entrepreneurs. They will begin to look for new businesses. And you're not responding because you can't see what I'm seeing. Malia Kataya, sit down so that I can see everybody. Ralika Tuska Bahande. I just saw an harvest angel. Oh my God, I hear the heavens now. This is why you've been given Spark Nation. If you miss Abib, God is going to raise another church. There will be another Spark Nation. I saw angels digging out ancient pots, pot lands. They are dusty, they are rusty. All of a sudden, Great Britain will realize, or you will realize, because they know. They don't know what Brexit is. It is divine order. It's a setup for you to rise. Listen to me. All of a sudden, they are going to lack the monies they kept ancient. They will dig it out. I see angels digging it out, but they will look for fresh people. I hear an angel say the month of November. All of a sudden, oh my God. Are you pastors alive today though? Intercessors, are you praying for me now? We're about to set the order of this nation. this nation. Look, there are over 1,000 people here, so there will be doubters here as well. God said you will not see the manifestation. Those who doubt the word of God. The church of Jesus. The church. Let me prophesy. Sit down. The church is about to witness a revival. I saw the angel say to me just now. He said, tell them a little time more. He said, persevere. Endure. Fight a good fight of faith. Persevere. Be patient with the patience of our Lord Jesus Christ. He said, for yet in a little while, he said, I will shake the heavens and I will shake the earth and everything is going to be shaken. Brexit will happen. This land will be shaken. Many people will get into poverty. But I see ancient wealth. My microphone is not sounding. Things. I'm sorry, I want to close. But God wants to tell somebody something today. I've never spoken to you about Brexit before. But this is what the Lord says. It will happen because it's a divine order. It will happen because these are things hidden in the vault before time began for the glory of you. When I said eyes have not seen and ears have not heard, now it will enter the heart of man what God has prepared for the church. God said, tell them, Brexit is the church. I didn't come planning to say that today, but this word is going to ring all over United Kingdom. The church is going to go through trial, but you will not go through trial. You know why? You have persevered. You have labored. You have sown. You have fought. You have raised a standard. God is about to raise you. Shout hallelujah. I need the intercessors. So stand upon your word tower, sit down. Not just today, in all the homes. God said, tell them, raise the banner of prayer. Tell them, it is time to praise him more than ever before. Tell them, it is time to sow. Hey. God said, I better not meet old wine in your vessel. Old money in your hands. I better not meet it there, because behold, I will do a new thing. This is why we're given this April, says the Lord, 2019. No wonder God told me to pray for the intercessors. Now I understand. Spark Nation just entered a political realm, in the realm of the spirit. I'm commanding the lions to roar. Don't be afraid of anything. Don't be timid of anything. You are not too small. You are not too small. You are not too small for what God is about to do. This is Brexit. The church. Okay. I get it now, Pastor Shaman. God needed to take us to Butlins, to show us to the old church, to let them know that the old order of church has died just around the time of Brexit, that the old order has died. Remember, when Paul was about to take over, he went to the assembly in Jerusalem. He declared a new revelation. Yes, thus says the Lord, Miliata. Ralika tuska bahande, ikalia tuska priata, ikaliando mahasa talia kata, matuta lia tuta. God is about to revive a set of new young people, even in Spark Nation. This is what the Lord says. The economy to back up the revival is coming. Hear me. There is an economy that backs every revival. The economy that will back this revival called Spark Nation is Brexit. In every generation, the church is not peripheral to the world. And until the church begins to declare this, saying, first says the Lord, there is a man with finish about Brexit. God is going to help her even though she's not chosen.